Paula Figley, and I've been asked to give a brief introduction about what biosecurity is. Now, when people want to know something, where is the first place they go but Wikipedia? And the Wikipedia definition of biosecurity is the policies and measures taken to protect from biological harm. It encompasses the prevention and mitigation from diseases, pests, and bioterrorism of the following areas: the economy, the environment, and public health. The potential impact of bioterrorism could be huge. There would be tremendous economic losses, and part of that is due to containment of disease. Generally, when people talk about bioterrorism, they think generally of losses to livestock animals. And as a model, they frequently use the 2001 foot and mouth disease outbreak in Great Britain, which caused a loss of 3.9 million animals at the cost of $6.5 billion. And that was just to destroy the animals. That didn't include economic losses to the related industries, which could be anything from transportation to the restaurant industries. And then, of course, there would be losses due to protective trade embargoes and the issue of contamination of the food supply. If there was a bioterrorism event, there would be a huge loss of confidence in the government and fear and anxiety amongst the public. And the definition of terrorism is violence or other harmful acts intended to cause fear among non-combatants for an ideological cause. Bioterrorism is not a new idea. It's been around for many years, and so I thought I'd just give some brief history about it. In 1925, the Protocol for the Prohibition of the Use in War of Asphyxiating, Poisonous, or Other Gases and of Bacteriological Methods of Warfare was written, and it was put into effect in 1928, and this was a response to chemical warfare in World War I. In 1975, the Biological Warfare Convention presented the Convention on the Prohibition of the Development, Production, and Stockpiling of Bacteriological and Toxic Weapons and on their destruction. And this forbid not just the use of materials, but the production, development, and stockpiling of them. In 1976, the National Institute of Health wrote guidelines for research involving recombinant DNA molecules. These included lab practices, containment equipment, and facility safeguards for research dealing with recombinant DNA. In 1982, the National Academy of Sciences wrote a paper, Scientific Communication and National Security, and the thrust of this paper was that free communication among scientists is viewed as an essential factor in scientific advances. And in 1985, the United States National Security Decision Directive 189 was the U.S. policy towards science, and the thrust of it was that products of fundamental research should remain unrestricted. So even at this time, there was concern about scientific information. Then, of course, the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and Pentagon happened in 9/11/2001, and following that, the U.S. Patriot Act was passed, which restricts access to select agents for aliens from countries seen as supporting terror. Well, Wikipedia is not the source of all knowledge, and so let's look at what the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization says about biosecurity. Their definition is the management of all biological and environmental risks associated with food and agriculture. And they list three concerns: food safety, genetically modified organisms, and invasive species. The United States government has a number of agencies in place to deal with these concerns. The Department of Health and Human Services includes the Food and Drug Administration, which is in place to ensure the safety of all foods except meat and poultry products, which is under the jurisdiction of the Food Safety and Inspection Service. And the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is in place and has as part of its goal to manage foodborne disease outbreaks. And APHIS, the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, has amongst its mission objectives to protect and promote the U.S. agricultural health and to regulate genetically engineered organisms. Part of APHIS, the Plant Protection Quarantine Program, has a number of objectives. One is to prevent entry of invasive pests, which it does through early detection and control. It prepares for plant health threats by working with federal, state, and local agencies to diagnose and manage pests. It responds to threats by containing, controlling, and eradicating plant pests. And it provides recovery systems for long-term stability and protection after an outbreak has been managed. Well, that was the FAO's definition of biosecurity that dealt with food safety, genetically modified organisms, and invasive species. But the Biological Weapons Convention didn't feel that that was sufficient security, and they indicated that we need additional measures, including biological laboratory and transportation security standards. These standards indicate a need to identify primary targets or high-consequence pathogens, HCP. These are pathogens that would inflict grave harm to humans, animals, or plants. And the Health and Human Services and USDA has published a list of select agents that are primarily pathogens of humans and animals and a few plant pathogens. The BLTS standards also indicate a need to protect critical information so that the high-consequence pathogens are not created or weaponized. And they indicate a need to assess security threats and vulnerabilities and to protect, to provide specific recommendations in balance with scientific research and study. And so, in 2004, the National Science Advisory Board for Biosecurity was formed. This agency has a number of objectives. One is to educate scientists so that they understand how the information that they are generating could be possibly misused. And they are developing criteria to identify dual-use research. Dual-use research is biological research with legitimate scientific purposes that could be used to pose a biological threat to the public health or national security. And there are seven specific areas that they're concerned about that information could be used to render vaccines ineffective, confer resistance to antibiotics or antiviral agents, increase virulence, transmissibility, or host range of pathogens, or used to enable the evasion of detection or the weaponization of biological agents. And then additionally, they are charged with the goal of creating a code of conduct for scientists and laboratory workers so that the materials that they work with and that information they generate is not misused. More recently, the Center for American Progress, which is a think tank, has issued a number of topics that they feel are important for our current and future biosecurity. One is that we need to prevent the misuse of the life sciences by securing research-based pathogens so that they do not get into the wrong hands, and by controlling dual-use technology so the information doesn't get into the wrong hands. They also indicate a need for the timely detection of outbreaks. They do indicate that there is a priority for natural infectious diseases, which will, of course, occur as a matter of course, but that they would like to see enhanced preparedness for deliberate attacks. And then finally, they indicate the need to reform the drug development process, and they would like to see enhanced research and development for the development of anti-infective drugs and vaccines. Thank you for your attention, and I hope this provides a foundation for you to build on as you follow the student debate.